he gets down behind a chair, you'd say he did what down behind the chair? He made himself small.
He had.
Yeah, or he just kind of, you know,
got... Scrooched down behind
all right.
the chair.
And then when he jumped up, what might he say to you?
He'd say, boo, I guess.
Okay. And if a person got down on his knees to pray, you say he...
He kneeled to pray.
All right. And you say, I'm tired. I think I'll... What
rest.
The, I'll down for a while. I'll...
Lay down.
Yeah. And that lazy loafer, he should have been at work, but he just in bed all day. He...
Just lays around.
Okay. Did you say he laid or he lay in bed all day?
He lay in bed all day.
And if you didn't get a good... You say, I didn't get a good night's sleep last night because these things were going through my mind. Might call them nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might just call them... dreams. You say if you had a dream, you'd say, I
was awake all night because I had nightmares, and that wasn't lace nightmares, night for lace.
Uh-huh. Well, if you did that, you'd say, I'm glad it wasn't last night.
Yeah.
Blame it on me. but
I'll probably have one tonight.
No, you won't. No, you won't. Now, you have it all out of your system, you see.
Think about that Molly.
All right. But when a person dreams, you say, I don't see why that Molly is so funny. Because you don't think, you think of hog Molly as one word, I guess that's it, huh?
Well, I said the hog Molly, and you said you didn't know there's a Molly.
Uh-huh. Well, I thought a hog Molly would like be a big Molly, you know, there'd be a smaller variety of Molly, and then a hog Molly would be the big one.
That's what a fish is called.
Mm-hmm. But a person who had these things going through his mind at night, you'd say he did what? He
had nightmares.
Or dreamt or...
Dream.
All right. Uh-huh. And early in the morning, I
got up.
Uh-huh. And to do this on the floor is to... Hard, you'd say he...
What did he do on the floor?
Well, if he did, he went with his foot on the floor, you'd say. He,
yeah. he walked?
Or stomped.
Stomped on the floor?
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
Good. And after a dance, a man might say to a girl, may I...
Have the next dance?
And then after the dance is all over, he'd say, may I...
Take you home.
Uh-huh. And if you get on a rope, you in a tug of war, you know, they... You know, in a tug of war, or when someone gets on a rope, if you're trying to get something out of something, you just...
Oh, you pull it out?
Yeah. And then if you get something stuck in the mud, you might have to get behind it and...
Push.
All right. And if something's very heavy, say he took that big bag of meal and he put it up on his shoulder and he what it up the stairs. He
carried it up the stairs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you ever use another word maybe to indicate that hard, very hard work.
As my mother used to say, he packed it up the stairs.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. If a child's running around getting into things, but you know, you might tell a child, now don't
touch that.
All right. And if you wanted something from the kitchen, you might tell the child, go
bring it.
All right. And in a game, what did you play? Any hiding games or tag games when
yeah.
you were a child? Did you tell me?
Played hiding games. One would stand and get to seven or eight or a dozen boys and girls together, and one would hide his eyes, you know, and count to 12, I believe, wasn't it? And then they'd say, coming after you.
Uh-huh.
So all the rest of them went and hid,
uh-huh.
go and hide, you know. Then you would go out to hunt them, and the first one be home to that base, he had to hide his eyes.
Next I see. Time.
I mean, the last
uh-huh.
one. Done.
Did you play any tag games?
Tag, yeah, we had tag games. Frog in the Meadow.
Well, how'd you play that?
Well, Frog in the Meadow, there'd be a gang of girls and boys getting around the ring and put one in the middle, you know.
Uh-huh.
And go around and say Frog in the Meadow, and so when that if that frog got out, you know, you had to catch him.
Uh-huh.
And they'd run, that frog would catch you.